Okay, Mr. Eddie. Well, I'm sure things have changed a bunch in the printing industry, from when you started. And, I know what things have changed in the industry that I was in since the time I started. And, man, there's a lot of difference. But anyway, enjoy talking with you this evening. You take care. Have a great day tomorrow, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. We'll be looking forward to October the 20th. 7-3, my friend, and have a good evening. We'll talk to you later. For additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. On the stop is KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry over here in Easley. Mr. Larry, I know you went test driving today. Did you have fun?
Well, yes, the net, KC4SKD, it was quite a relief to get to drive it after working on it so much. Didn't go far. Got to give it a chance to get the coolant filled back up in it, because you got to drive it a little bit and let it sit, and let it cool off, and then add more to it. But, yeah, it was quite a relief. My dad wants to come over and ride some in it tomorrow, because he helped me a lot working on it then. So that was a good accomplishment.
We're just tickled to death to get that thing put back together and to hear it crank up and run again and breathe new life into it. And I'm sure your dad will enjoy, if he hadn't heard it run already, that he'll enjoy riding around in it, being able to help you with it a little bit. And it's always, always makes you feel real good when you accomplish something like that, Larry. At least it does me.
A little nervous about starting it, but anyway, things seem to be working out okay. I did put the radio back up in it and had to tidy up the wires and tie wrap some stuff and get all that done. I bought the high temperature plastic protection for the wires, so should be in good shape on that. And had to work on the truck. It was due to have tires rotated, so I got in the garage, and lo and behold, found a big nail in one of them. Had to go take it, get it patched from the inside.
You had to take it and get it fixed, especially patching it from the inside. Really, that's the best way to do it if you're going to have one patched. But I'm glad you found it instead of going out there, on a Monday morning to get in it to go to work or something and have a flat tire and have to stop and change tires when you've got some place to be somewhere. So I'm glad that it worked out in your favor as far as that goes. I'm sorry that you found a nail in it, but, it's like I told a fella over here when I tore my barn down. I said, I'll probably pick up nails in my tractor and my lawnmower, for quite a while now, because I don't know where all them nails went when I popped them boards loose.
You're right, Gary. It's not the first time I found something in tires, just doing the tire rotation. No telling how long it'll be in there, but let them get that done. And I meant to ask you, how's the building coming? Have they started yet, or what's the next step with it?
They called me yesterday. It's funny that you should ask about that. And the lady wanted to know the exact dimensions of my concrete pad, and I told her. And she said, we're going to have to do this. We're going to have to put these mounting sleeves on the inside, because we don't like drilling real close to the edge of the concrete. And I said, that will be fine. And she said, well, let me send you a picture before you give me the okay. And I said, all right. So she sent me a picture, and I looked at it, and I said, that ain't nothing. You go ahead and do it. I want my building brought in and this sort of thing. And I asked her, I said, when I got the whole ball black started, I said, they told me it would be about 6 to 8 weeks to for the delivery of my building. And she said, that's true, but, and she said, in your case, and then, well, she said, in every case, we have to have a picture of the concrete slab. You know, and the 6 to 8 weeks starts when we get the picture of your slab. And I said, oh, okay. So they've had the picture of my slab for, they've had it for over 4 weeks now. So 4 of the 6 weeks has gone by, and they said that they would call me 2 weeks before their arrival date. And so I said, well, I could be getting a call at any time. And she said, that's correct. And I said, okie dokie, it sounds good to me, but it may be, might have put them off a little bit, you know, another day or two or five or another week, because I did not let them know the exact dimensions of that concrete pad. They want to put the hold down studs 4 inches at concrete. So that's the reason they're having to put these little pieces on the inside. But I did get to see part of the frame, or, you know, it was not necessarily my building, but one like it. And that's some pretty heavy stuff, so I'm looking forward to getting it up.
Good, yeah. Maybe they can get it done for you here before too much longer. And yeah, I understand that. You got to talk about stuff to make sure everybody's on the same page with the agreements and the time frames and all that. Me, I'm one that I have to write every little detail down, or I will forget something and start wondering what's going on. How come things aren't progressing?
Blame me for that. That's not a bad way to be. And I do have all this stuff in writing, believe it or not. You know, I went back and checked my paperwork, and it did say something about, you know, the concrete pad, and when they got a picture of it, and I said, okay. So, you know, I didn't get upset over it or anything like that, but I started trying to contact some of these spray foam companies because I would like to get the... this metal building, you know, get it sprayed with that spray foam insulation so it'll be a little cooler. But, you know, that's going to be a little bit. They're going to have to put it up, and my next door neighbor is an electrician, and he's going to wire the building for me. I've got the wire and you know, everything that goes out there. I'll probably help him, you know, but I'll be working under his license, you know, if I do anything at all. If he doesn't, you know, if he says, no, I can't do it, I'll sit back and stand there and watch him do it. But I want to get all the wires and stuff in place before they spray foam it. And, you know, the way I was talking to Nathan, that's my neighbor, he's talking about running it either flex conduit or hard conduit, you know, whichever way I want to do it. But he wants to run all the wires in conduit, so if something should happen and we need to pull a wire out or whatever, we can do that. And I thought that was pretty good thinking, and, you know, I like that idea. So whatever he decides is what we'll do with that.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. That happened to my dad. His building, he had some wiring problems. And it's all in conduit. So, yeah, you can just pull it out, pull in new or whatever to get it corrected. But one mistake they made at his building, they put too much in one of the boxes. They just cram-packed it in there, and it started kicking the breaker because something was... shorted out somewhere.
And then, you know, I was talking to Nathan, my next door neighbor, and he said, yeah, you want to do that? He said, you don't want to run Romex in there. He said, you could, and put these kind of clamps on it going into the electrical boxes. He said, but if you spray foam it, he said, you're going to make a mess, terrible mess, trying to get that stuff out, and then you're going to have it spray foamed again. And so, you know, just common sense things, and it made a lot of sense to me. So we're going to get everything done before we get that other done. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm kind of getting excited about it. It's going to take me a little bit of time to get everything back into it, because I'm going to put up a few shelves and get the lighting put up and get it wired and all that stuff. And I'm going to do all of that before I put everything back in it. But I got a bunch of stuff to put back in it, Larry.
At least it sounds like things are going your way. And maybe not quite as fast as what you'd like, but that's what usually happens. Look at the car I've been working on this since January. Anyway, I'm going to have to hit the sack here, Gary. I'm about conk out here. I've had a right busy day, but it's been good talking to you. Tell Miss Joy we said hello.
You tell Miss Rhonda that we said hello, and get you some rest, and you and your dad have fun tomorrow riding around. When you talk to Randall and Charlie, tell them we said hello, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoy it there, young man, and we'll do it again. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
No question, Gary.
Go ahead.
Your building is in relation to the house, but you ever thought about running a wire for intercom or something out there?
No, I really haven't thought about an intercom system like that, Larry. And the reason being is I've got some HTs and a mobile radio that I've used as a base station. They're all on 220, and there's not a whole lot of traffic on 220. So if I go out to the barn, I normally take an HT with me, and Joy's got HTs and other radios here in the house. And if I need her, she needs me, we just holler back and forth on the radio.
That's a good idea. That'll work, too. I remember my grandfather, when he had a little workshop. Of course, this was back in the early 70s. He put an intercom wire between that and the house. And as kids, we just thought that was the neatest little thing. Anyway, good talk to you, Gary. And we'll talk with you later. KI4DOS. And the net, KC4SKD.
Which I'm sure Joy was in there listening, and she might just decide that she wants an intercom out there. If she does, I'll pull a wire. It don't make any difference to me, you know. But I would like to get it done at the same time I'm running the electrical wires. That way I would get it all done at one time. But thanks for the suggestion. And again, tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Y'all have a wonderful weekend, much left. And enjoy the Olympics if you are getting into those. We'll talk at you a little bit later, Larry. 7-3, my friend. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We'll about wrap it up. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll close the net out. Had a grand total of 50 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land. Folks, y'all remember, you're the ones that actually make the net. It's not the net controllers. It's you folks that check in with us. So y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, will be calling. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.
4PLT, KC4PLT, N4ZLK. N4ZLK clear.
C4HA is on, I think.
And KQ4QHV.
KQ4QHV, this is KQ4 Antenna.
Fish.
Sure did try. I just weren't biting today.
How long did you guys spend out there?
So probably about 6 hours fishing until dark. Until it got dark. We tried marking different spots that we can get back.